Dr. Stephen Wolf, director of the VCU's Center on Society and Health, said the links between education and health matter more now than ever before.
The children who are able to succeed in school, people who are able to get a more advanced education, end up having healthier lives and longer lives. Life expectancy is much shorter for people who don't graduate from high school or don't complete college, and their rates of disease are much higher.
He noted that while life expectancy has increased in the industrialized world, several studies have found
a disturbing trend in the United States where life expectancy is decreasing for Americans who don't graduate from high school, especially among whites and most dramatically among white women. The life expectancy of white women who do not graduate from high school is lower now than it used to be in the 1990s.
An examination of death rates due to diabetes, he said, lends perspective.
We find that the death rate from diabetes among people who have not graduated from high school is three times the death rate of adults who have some college education.
25-year-olds without a high school education can expect to die 9 years sooner than college graduates.
This is a population that is going to be placing more demands on the healthcare system and increasing healthcare costs. So as we wring our hands as a society on how to bend the cost curve and control the rising costs of health care, a bit of a no-brainer to us is the need to address these social factors that are causing disease in the first place. So investments in education and helping people to get better jobs and increase earnings is actually a strategy for controlling the rising costs of health care.
You'll find more information and statistics and a video at societyhealth.vcu.edu. John Ogle, WCVE News.